It's Tuesday, August 17th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. According to the sovereign rule of God over all the nations, now Kabul, the capital city of Afghanistan, has fallen to the Taliban. This comes after the withdrawal of U.S. troops and after spending $2 trillion in a war effort against the Taliban over 20 years. The war began on October 7, 2001, when President George W. Bush launched the first campaign via a congressional resolution. How did the takeover occur so quickly? Beginning in 2018, Trump administration officials met secretly with the Taliban and negotiated an agreement, reports World Magazine. After signing the agreement, the Taliban promptly violated the terms and went on with its war. Based on maps produced by the Associated Press, the Taliban had regained control of about 10% of the nation's territory by April of 2021 and about 60% by July. Mohammed Arif Mustafa, a Taliban commander, talked to CNN reporters. Note that when he references Mujahideen, he is using an Arabic term that broadly refers to Islamic guerrillas who engage in jihad or war on behalf of the false god Allah. Listen.
It's our belief that one day Mujahideen will have victory and Islamic law will come not to just Afghanistan, but all over the world. We are not in a hurry. We believe it will come one day. Jihad will not end until the last day.
With the turnover of Afghanistan to the Taliban, this should increase the number of official Islamic republics to 4, including Iran, Pakistan, and Mauritania Africa. Upon the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban, freedom for Christians to evangelize and worship in the Middle East will be curtailed, reports International Christian Concern. Turkey's president, Recep Erdogan, is reaching out to the new Taliban government, noting that Turkey has, quote, nothing that contradicts the Taliban's beliefs, end quote. Psalm 46, verses 4 through 6 says, "The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Praise God! A Pakistani couple who initially were sentenced to death by hanging in 2014 for the false accusation of blasphemy have received asylum, reports Alliance Defending Freedom International. They arrived safely in Europe and have been reunited with their children. Shafqat and Shugufta Emmanuel had served 7 years in prison on death row before the Lahore High Court acquitted them in June, according to International Christian Concern. The death toll for the 7.2 Tembler that hit Haiti on Saturday stands at 1,419 people as of last night, reports the Associated Press. The latest number of injured has risen to 6,000 people. Over the last 3 years, it was the most deadly earthquake in the world and the 13th most deadly earthquake of the last 20 years. Samaritan's Purse has already airlifted 31 tons of basic needs to Haiti. To help the Haitian people, visit SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org. The Biden administration announced it will increase its offerings of free food stamps from $121 to $157 per month per person, reports CNBC. It's the biggest increase ever in food stamps. Today, there are 40 million Americans on food stamps, up from 17 million in 2001. A total of 59 million Americans receive welfare each month from the government, and 65 million Americans receive Social Security checks. Plus, 24 million Americans work for the government, and 9 million receive unemployment compensation from federal or state governments. That amounts to an astounding 48% of the American population receiving a check from the government each month. But Scripture says, "You shall not follow a crowd to do evil, nor shall you testify in a dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. You shall not allow partiality to a poor man in his dispute." Exodus 23, verses 2 and 3. Millions of school children are masking up as they enter their government-controlled public schools in the fall. Burbio reports mask mandates in 11 states, including California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Nevada, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington. And finally, Dr. Michael Yaden, a former Pfizer VP and co-founder of Doctors for COVID-19 Ethics, is cautioning women of childbearing age to hold off on getting the mRNA COVID shot. In a LifeSite News event, Yaden cited a Japanese study that found high concentrations of the spike protein in the ovaries when the COVID shot was administered to rats. The concentration was 20 times that of what is found in other tissues. Dr. Yaden's concern is that the COVID shot might initiate an autoimmune attack on the placenta of a child in utero. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, August 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.